We love it when NPR listeners call in, and here's one from Las Vegas.
All growing up, my entire life, my Mormon mom, all we would listen to is KNPR on the radio.
Yes.
It was always NPR. She was just like, this is reliably good information, and we get to listen to and a lot of classical music.
This guy also happens to be a rock star, Dan Reynolds, the frontman of the band Imagine Dragons.
My mom's going to listen to this, which makes me really happy because I'm always trying to make her proud.
Dan's mom has plenty to take pride in. Imagine Dragons has won a Grammy, has been streamed billions of times, and they're now releasing their sixth album. It's called Loom.
Anyway, it's nice to meet you. Anyway, it's nice to meet you. Anyway, it's nice to meet you. Anyway, it's nice to meet you.
I really love the word loom. I've always thought of it as bad. Something bad is coming your way, but really it could be anything is coming your way. It could be good. And I also love the double meaning of it, just kind of representing a loom and all of these kind of pieces coming together to make something beautiful.
Take me back to when the inspiration for this album Loom struck. What was happening in your life?
A lot of changes. I'd just gotten out of a 10-year relationship. I think that's the main thing, probably. It's really a record about a relationship and the end of it and the beginning of it. And what does that mean? And how do you coexist together and be happy and make peace with it?
All right. Well, Loom begins with a wake-up call of sorts with a song literally called Wake Up. Why the need to wake up? Wake up from what?
It's really about waking up from my own mind. I get really numb. Very easy. When I was in middle school, I think it's like right when my hormones were kicking in, I found myself being quite cloudy in my head and started therapy at a pretty young age and found that I kind of have to get out of my own head. And that song is just about that. I would sit down and kind of write down points for my therapist in my notebook about who I wanted to be. Yeah.
There's also a lyric in this song I was curious about. It says, wake up, they're coming. In the context of what you were just telling us about with what's going on in your head, who's the they you're referring to?
For whatever reason, it might be how I was raised. I have 7 brothers, 1 sister. I was raised Mormon. I went on a Mormon mission for 2 years. I'm no longer a practicing Mormon. I'm not a religious person. But because of that, all my brothers are doctors and lawyers. And there was always this sense of anxiety, I guess, is what I'm getting at. This need to be better. In some ways, it pushed me, right? And it made me be better. Like, I had to be an Eagle Scout because all my brothers were Eagle Scouts. And I had to go on a 2-year Mormon mission because that's what you're supposed to do. I had to go to BYU, and then I got kicked out. And yeah, so I had this general feeling of kind of a need to do something.
Is it difficult for you, or cathartic, or both, to write music about potentially difficult things in your life?
It's always very cathartic. I wrote my first song when I was 11 years old. I stole my microphone from my older brother, and I was listening to a ton of Enya, actually, at the time. So I would just record like 20 of my voices trying to sing soothing songs to my pimpled, like, glasses middle school self. I found it to be so calming and cathartic, and then it just became a routine thing that I would do every day. No turning back, you know I seen too much. My venom when it turned to rage. Yeah, paint it black, don't need a maddest touch. My sentiment is center page. Cause I've come good waters parted.
I want to get to another song on this album. It has the provocative title, Gods Don't Pray. What would you say is the message of this song?
Going back to my roots without getting too digging the weeds too much, I really struggled a lot with religion, Mormonism. It was, even when I was 14, 15, I I just couldn't, I couldn't find my place in it, and I couldn't find kind of a sense of self in it. And so that lyric kind of had come to me just randomly in the studio. You know, I spent 25 years of my life praying and asking for forgiveness and asking for guidance and then feeling like I wasn't hearing anything. And that was really hard for me. And once I accepted that I didn't need to do that, my life became a lot simpler. So the song is about trying to find God in yourself and not needing to find it anywhere else. And I don't even know that I fully believe in a God, but I hope for beautiful things after this. And I think that I just am trying to find that in myself so I can give it to my kids.
I've read that you and your bandmates are known for your love of video games. There was one interview where you said you've sometimes been late on stage because you're busy finishing up a round of League of Legends. So, first things first, what are you playing these days?
Currently, I'm playing Elden Ring.
Ah, you and everyone else, yeah.
It's so good. It might be the best game ever made. Like, I know that maybe that's a salacious thing to say. But by the way, I also want to say, when I read that article about being late on stage, it's kind of laughable because we've actually never been late on stage. So I just want to clear up, we're very punctual people and we take that very seriously. So I saw that article, I was like, oh my God, I'm never exaggerating ever, because it was like genuinely a minute off, like late. We've never been late. We respect our fans too much.
I appreciate the fact checking, sure.
But yeah, I love games since I was young. The boys in my family would eat boys and one Nintendo 64 trying to play GoldenEye. Like 007 GoldenEye was just like mayhem. But it's such a social thing to me. Like me and my guitarist, when we're on the road, we'll play like Diablo together or something. Like it's something to always bond us and pass the time and make light of kind of high pressure situations and jobs.
I want to finish up by talking about one of the last songs on your album, the song Fire in the Hills. It feels very inspirational. There are a bunch of Weekend Edition staffers who are scoring some big points with their kids this week by you being on the show. You have a lot of young fans, and I'm wondering, does having that young following push you to write songs of encouragement like this one?
I love that you're asking this question, because I've often thought about this, because my own kids also ask me to play my music nonstop to a point where I'm like, geez, this is a lot for me. And so I'm always like, man, I wonder if there's got to be other parents out there like that. Because there's fire in these hills, and I think I've lost the will. The more we try, the more we fail. But after everything, you're here with me still. Because there's fire. I don't swear in my music. My grandmother, when we were young, and I did a lot of drama and theater, and my grandmother would always be like, don't be stupid that you need to swear in your writing. And that's like just so deep ingrained in my head. And then also I write from a classical piano kind of background. It was all Chopin and Beethoven and Bach. So it's very pop-centric melodies. Like, kids like that. Like, so there's a reason kids like to listen to Beethoven. And, you know, there's all those, like, YouTube Beethoven that my kids love and stuff. So looking out and seeing kids in the audience and being like, maybe this is their first show, makes me so happy.
I could probably ask you for hours about classical music, but we'll have to do that another time.
Okay, deal.
That's Dan Reynolds, the lead singer of Imagine Dragons. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.